以弗所书第一章
Ephesians 1
第十一节
Verse 11
我们也在他里面得了基业
In him also we have obtained an inheritance
这原是那位随己意行作万事的照着他旨意所预定的
Having been predestined according to his purpose who works all things after the counsel of his will
十八节
Verse 18
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们低头再有一些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们能再来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can come to your presence again.
我们谢谢你这次借着大会对我们每一个人说话。
We thank you that you have spoken us through this conference.
现在我们来到晚上最后的一次。
Now we are coming to the last evening.
主啊，你是 Alpha, 你也是 Omega.
Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega.
是你开始说话，也是你结束说话。
You begin by speaking and you end in speaking.
但我们说话的时候，以你做开始，也以你做结束。
Lord, that when we speak, that you would be the beginning and the end.
所以我们的主仰望你在今天这最后的一个晚上。
We look before you, Lord, in this last evening.
我们求你说你心头上的话。
We ask that you speak what is in your heart.
我们求你说还没有说完的话。
We speak the words that you have not finished speaking yet.
但愿你约束也勒住我们的舌头。
That you would, use our tongue.
但愿我们不说自己的话。
That we would not say our own, words.
只说从宝座上出来的话。
But only say the words that come from the throne.
无论是说话的、听话的，都在一个圣灵的感动里面。
Whether it be speaker or listener, that it might be under one spirit.
主啊，但愿在今天晚上的聚会。
That in tonight's meeting.
你的宝座果然设立在我们的中间。
That your throne might be amongst us.
愿我们不见一人，只见耶稣基督自己。
That we might see no one but Jesus.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们恭敬等候在你的面前。
We're waiting before you.
再一次把我们带到变化山上。
Once again, bring us to the Mount of Transfiguration.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天晚上我们说过在以弗所书第一章。
Last evening we spoke on Ephesians 1.
给我们看见神旨意的奥秘。
In this chapter we saw the mystery of God's will.
神旨意的奥秘里面最少有两个重点。
The mystery of God's will, there are two important points.
一个就是我们在基督里得了产业。
One is in Christ we have obtained an inheritance.
还有一个重点就是我们要明白神在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And the other important point is to see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们说过产业这个字在希伯来文里面。
We said that this word inheritance in the original Hebrew.
当圣灵使用那个字的时候。
When the Spirit used this word.
在旧约的前部分他特别说到迦南。
In the first part of the Old Testament, it speaks of Canaan.
如果以色列人是预表我们的话。
If the people of Israel are a type, if they are a type of us,
那么我们知道这就说到我们的产业。
Then we know that it speaks of our inheritance.
到了旧约的后半部。
In the latter part of the Old Testament.
到了诗篇，到了先知书。
When you reach the Psalms and the prophets.
那圣灵在用这个字的时候。
When the Spirit uses this word again.
圣灵特别让我们注意到，他特别讲到神的产业。
The Spirit speaks of God's inheritance.
而且他很明白地告诉我们。
And very clearly he shows us.
神的百姓就是他的产业。
God's people is his inheritance.
如果这是正确。
If this is accurate.
我们相信他的确是正确的。
And we do believe it is accurate.
那么似乎给我们看见。
What do we see here?
我们如果要明白神旨意的奥秘。
If we are to understand the mystery of God's will,
我们如果要明白以弗所第一章保罗所给神借着保罗所给我们的启示，
If we want to see the revelation of God through Paul in Ephesians 1,
那么整本的旧约应该是最好的解释。
And then the Old Testament should be the best example.
所以今天晚上我们就试着从整本的旧约来看以弗所第一章。
So tonight we want to use the whole Old Testament to see chapter 1 of Ephesians.
一面给我们看见我们所得的产业。
On one hand to see the inheritance that we have obtained.
一面给我们看见他的产业。
On the other hand, want to see his inheritance.
不过因为旧约实在太多了。
But because the Old Testament is so great.
今天晚上我们只有一个晚上。
We only have one evening.
我当初计划是用三个晚上。
I originally had planned to use three evenings to speak on the Old Testament.
但是我们只剩下一个晚上。
But we only have one evening left.
所以今天晚上我们只能够集中在旧约的历史。
So tonight we can only concentrate on the history in the Old Testament.
那意思就是从创世纪一直讲到以斯帖记。
In other words, from Genesis to Esther.
那么这一部分我们知道是旧约的历史。
And we know that this is the history in the Old Testament.
我想有一件事非常重要。
There's one important point.
我们讲到以色列历史的时候，以色列人，我们讲到旧约历史的时候，
When we speak of the history in the Old Testament,
有一个观念非常重要。
There's one thought that is very important.
不错，一面来讲是以色列人的历史。
Yes, it is the history of the people of Israel.
但是另外一方面，
But on the other hand,
神借着以色列人的历史，
God uses the history of the people of Israel,
在那里说预言，
speaks prophecy.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
意思是这样。
It means this.
一面当我们读旧约的时候，
On one hand, when we read the Old Testament,
好像我们是在那读历史。
It's as if we are reading history.
那这样我们就能够知道神为着要完成他永远的旨意。
Then we know so that God can accomplish his eternal purpose.
那么他一开始就怎样的做，一直经过了那么长的时间。
So we know what he started to do from the beginning.
然后我们要从以色列人身上。
And then we can see from the lives of the people of Israel.
我们要问说神到底有没有做成他所要做成功的。
We have to ask whether God accomplished what he wanted to accomplish.
所以盼望我们能够记得。
So let us remember.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
我们一面是看历史。
On one hand, we're going to see history.
一面是看预言。
On the other hand, prophecy.
不过这些预言不是用字句写下来的。
But this prophecy is not prophecy written on, by words or phrases.
这些的预言是用一幅一幅的图画把它写下来。
These prophecies are given to us in pictures.
我想我在我们开始以前我要引一个圣经学者的话。
I want to use some words of a scholar.
From Bible scholar.
A Bible scholar.
那么我们知道 Westcott 是神非常使用的圣经的学者。
We know that Westcott was a very used Bible scholar.
我们知道他实在很认识神的话。
He really knew the word of God.
他说了下面这一段话。
He said the following.
他说以色列人历代的生活，
the life of Israel through the ages
是成就神拣选的旨意。
Is to fulfill the will of God's choice.
那下面这句话很重要。
And the following phrase is very important.
在神的选民身上。
In the lives of God's elect,
我们可以看见神为全人类之计划的标记。
We can see the mark of God's plan for all mankind.
那这一点非常重要。
It is very important.
我们所注意的好像是以色列人的故事。
What we see is as if it's the history of Israel.
但是不是。
But no.
懂得圣经的都知道。
Those who understand the Bible know.
这个是个标记，是个记号。
This is a mark.
要给我们看见神为全人类有一个计划。
It wants to show us that God has a mark for all of mankind.
所以你要明白那个计划。
So to understand this plan,
你只要看神怎么在神的选民身上工作。
You have to see how God works among His elect.
然后下面这是他的结论。
And this is his conclusion.
他说他们整个历史都是预言。
Their whole history is prophecy.
那下面讲了更重肯的一句话，更重要的一句话。
And another important phrase he said.
他说只承认旧约有预言还不够。
Just recognizing that the Old Testament contains prophecies is not enough.
整个旧约都是预言。
The whole Old Testament is prophecy.
我想今天晚上我们如果看过以色列历史，
If we are today to see the history of Israel tonight,
我相信我们能够同意我们弟兄所说的话。
I believe that we will agree with the words that our brother just said.
那现在我们就从创世纪开始。
So now let us begin with Genesis.
那么弟兄姊妹都知道，创世纪从第三章到第十一章，就是给我们看见人堕落的故事。
Brothers and sisters know that Genesis 3 to 11 speaks of the fall of man.
那个堕落是三部曲。
And this fall of man has three stages.
第一部曲是罪。
The first stage is sin.
第二部曲是肉体。
The second stage is flesh.
第三部曲是世界。
The third stage is world.
所以到了创世纪第十一章。
So when we reach Genesis 11,
我们知道人类已经堕落到了极点。
We see that man has fallen to a very low point.
全地都污秽。
The whole earth is polluted.
刚开始的时候，你所看见的是无神的文化。
When you first begin, there is a godless culture.
等到十一章的时候，你看见是个多神的文化。
In chapter 11, it is a multi-god culture.
弟兄姊妹，现在你读到十一章的时候，你看见整个世界都是背叛神。
When you reach chapter 11, you see the whole world rebelled against God.
我觉得年轻的弟兄姊妹最难的一件事，
I think one of the most difficult things for younger brothers and sisters
就是听见神的话说你们不要爱世界，
is to listen to the word of God saying love not the world.
为什么不要爱世界呢？
Why not love the world?
我们要让年轻人明白，
We have to let the younger brothers and sisters
要给他们看见当初人类是怎么堕落。
We have to let them see how man originally fell.
现在这个世界是一个组织的系统。
This world is a,
organized system.
Organized system.
这个系统是反对我们神。
And this system rebels against God.
所以这就是创世纪第前十一章所给我们看见的故事。
And this is the first 11 chapters of Genesis.
到了十二章。
In chapter 12.
现在神对整个人类的堕落他有了一个反应。
Now God has a reaction to man's fall.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神应许亚当和夏娃。
God promised Adam and Eve.
有一位救主要来到。
That there will be a savior.
这个救主乃是女人的后裔。
And this savior was the seed of woman.
现在神要开始把那个救主带到人中间来。
And now God is going to bring the savior to man.
那现在怎么做？
How is he going to do this?
全地都污秽。
All the earth is polluted.
所有的人都拜了偶像。
All are worshipping idols.
包括亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕一家。
Including Abraham and his family.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
就当全地都背叛的时候。
When the whole earth rebelled.
神就用他自己的荣耀。
God used his own glory.
就向亚伯拉罕显。
And appeared, manifested to Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
在亚伯拉罕没有认识神以前，
before Abraham knew God,
他抓住偶像，好像抓住蜡烛光。
He grabbed hold onto idols as if he were grabbing onto a candle light.
但是等到他看见我们的神的时候，
but when he saw our God,
他现在等于把一支蜡烛的光放在太阳的光。
It's as if he put a candlelight under the sun.
我想他从来不知道什么叫做黑暗。
He probably never knew what was darkness.
他从来不知道怎么对黑暗下定义。
He never could define darkness.
有一天，
but one day,
他遇见了荣耀的神。
When he saw the glorious God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在他看见他周围一切的黑暗。
Now he saw the darkness all over surrounding him.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神就呼叫他。
And God called him.
就离开本地本族和父家。
He left his country, his nation, his family.
渡过河来到神所指示的地方。
And crossed the river to where God directed him to.
这样我们就知道亚伯拉罕就变成第一个渡过河的人。
And now we know that Abraham was the first one to cross the river.
希伯来人。
Hebrews.
意思就是渡过河的人。
The word Hebrews means to cross the river.
亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
Abraham was the first Hebrew.
他是第一个从河的那边渡到河的这边。
He was the first one to cross from one side of the river to the other.
现在神要怎么做？
Now what is God going to do?
神先拣选一个人。
He's going to choose one.
这个人是完全顺服。
And this person is totally submissive.
这个人认识他。
He knows God.
这个人看见宇宙中只有独一的真神。
He sees that in this universe there is only one true God.
所有的偶像都是虚假。
All idols are counterfeit.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神仙借着一个人
God used one man,
然后要带进一个家。
To bring in one family,
这个家就是雅各的家。
And this family, the family of Jacob.
然后神借着雅各的家
And using the family of Jacob,
就带进一个国
To bring in a kingdom.
这个国 nation,
To bring in a nation.
这个 nation 就是以色列国。
And this nation is the nation of Israel.
那借着以色列这个民族
And using the nation of Israel,
然后我们的神就把救主带到这个世界上。
Our God brings in the Savior to this world.
神中心的目的是人类的救主。
His eternal purpose was the, man's salvation.
Is
a Savior.
我们知道神中心的目的就是要把人类的救主带到这个世界上。
His main purpose was to bring the Savior into this world.
这样就能够扭转整个人类的局面。
That way he can change the whole situation of this world.
这样他就能够把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
This way he can save us from the depths of sin.
但是在这件事情成功以前
But before this could happen,
神必须在历史里面工作。
But God has to work in history.
所以神就先得着一个人。
So first he gained one person.
然后得着一个家。
Then a family.
然后得着一个民族。
Then a nation.
然后弥赛亚就是我们的救主就从这个民族里面被带出来。
Then this Messiah was brought out from this nation.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
So brothers and sisters, do you see?
神最忠心的旨意
The main purpose in his heart
乃是要拯救全人类
is to save all of mankind.
要把人类的救主带到这个世界上
To bring the Savior of man into this world.
因为从第三章到第十一章人不止堕落人是堕落再堕落。
Because from chapter 3 to 11, man not only fell, but fell miserably.
神爱世人。
God man so loved the world.
所以他要把他的独生子赐给他。
So he gave his only begotten son.
那为着这件事。
For this reason.
神做了许多的预备。
God did a lot of work of preparation.
所以神找到一个人。
He found one man.
神找了一个家。
Found one family.
神也找到了一个民族。
And he found one nation.
神为什么拣选以色列人
Why did he choose the people of Israel?
为什么不拣选中国人
Why didn't he choose the Chinese people?
为什么不拣选非洲人
Why didn't he choose the Africans?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see this?
为什么以色列是神的选民
Why is Israel God's elect?
是不是神拣选他们
Did God choose them?
他就比别人更优越呢
And therefore they are more, they are superior than the rest of the other people?
是不是这个意思呢
Does it mean that?
是不是只有他们是神的选民，别人都是猪，都是狗呢
？Does it mean that they are the God's elect and everybody else are pigs and dogs？
不是的
，No，
这个永远不是神当初的旨意。
This is not his original purpose。
神拣选这个民族有一个目的。
When God chose them, he had a reason。
这个民族不过是个凭借。
This nation is but a means，
为着达到神的目的。
To reach the goal, or to reach the purpose.
那个目的是什么?
And what is this purpose?
就是要把女人的后裔带到这个世界。
Is to bring the seed of woman to this world.
但是如果救主出现在这个世界上。
But if the Savior were to appear in this world.
你怎么证明给人看他是神的儿子?
How can you prove that he is the son of God?
你怎么证明给人看这就是神为人所预备的救主?
How can you prove that this is the Savior prepared for mankind?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们的神不只是智慧的神。
Our God is not only a God of wisdom.
我们的神也是周到的神。
Our God is also a, very thoughtful God.
他每一点都想到。
Every point he has thought out already.
所以神找到了以色列这个民族。
So God found the people in Israel.
然后他把神的话给了他。
Then he gave the word to them.
他把神的话托付给他。
And he entrusted the word to them.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这是神拣选以色列人的原因。
And that is the reason why God chose the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹你知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
所有地上的传记。
All the biographies in this world.
都是先有人然后才有传记。
You have a person first before you have a biography.
如果一个小朋友生下来。
If a little baby is born.
都是先生下来。
He's first born.
然后你给他拍 video, 然后你给他拍录音带。
And then you, have a videotape of him.
你从来没有一个人给你说这是录音带。
And nobody, you never heard of having a videotape first.
现在你把它打开来看看。
And then when you open this videotape,
然后有一个小孩子完全照这个录影带生下来。
And that according to this videotape, a child is born.
你能不能找到这样的个人？
Can you see this type of
没有,
person?
没有，你不可能找到这样的人。
Impossible.
但是主耶稣基督是唯一的例外。
But our Lord is the only exception.
他是先有传记，然后才有这个人。
He first had a biography before he had this man.
他先有录影带，然后他的一生是完全根据录影带表现出来。
There was a first a videotape, and his life was according to that videotape.
这个录影带在谁的手里？
And who had this videotape?
这个传记在谁的手里？
Who had this biography?
就是在那些曾经说钉他十字架，钉他十字架的人。
And those were in the hands of those who crucified him, who said crucify him.
如果这个传记是在他仇敌的手里，
if this biography was in his enemy's hand,
没有一个证据比这个证据更可靠。
There would be no better proof than this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
because of this,
你看见我们的神就把他的话就交托给犹太人。
So our God entrusted his word to the Jews.
你我怎么知道主耶稣就是弥赛亚？
How do you and I know that the Lord is our Messiah?
在主耶稣还没有钉十字架以前，
Before he was crucified on the cross,
一千多年以前，
Thousands of years ago,
诗篇二十二篇，
Psalm 22,
已经把主耶稣怎样为我们钉十字架已经为我们描写出。
Very clearly describes how the Lord was to die on the cross.
我们怎么知道他担当我们的罪？
How do we know that he bore our sins?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们以为说，
Many times we think,
我们常常有个错误的观念，
We have this wrong idea.
我们读圣经呢，不知道为什么常常呢钻牛角尖。
Many times we,
我们常常想一些奇怪的事。
Many times we come up with some funny ideas when we read the Bible.
比方说有的弟兄姊妹啊，读到这个，读到什么？读到这个，这个犹大的故事。
Many times when we read the story of Judah,
恻隐之心人皆有之，他们就不知道为什么就忽然同情起犹大。
And we don't know why, but they start to feel sympathetic towards Judah.
他们说这个犹大也有几分功劳啊。
And we said that, well, Judah has some
merit
contributions.
那因为如果他不把主耶稣卖掉，我们就不蒙恩得救啊。
So if Judas did not betray our Lord, then we would not be saved.
所以你看见吗？是谁把他钉在十字架上的？
So who crucified him?
是犹大把他钉，好像犹大把他送上十字架。
It's as if Judas was the one who put him into the cross.
错了。
Wrong.
我们怎么知道是错？
How do we know it's wrong?
当你读以赛亚五十三章，我们就明白。
When you read Isaiah 53, we understand.
以赛亚五十三章给我们看见。
Isaiah 53 shows us.
一面是人把我们的主钉在十字架。
On one hand, man crucified our Lord to the cross.
但是特别是以赛亚五十三章给我们看见是神把他钉在十字架。
But Isaiah 53 shows us that it was the God who nailed him to the cross.
一千个犹大也不能帮神的忙。
1,000 Judases would not be able to help God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
为什么神拣选以色列？
Why did God choose the people of Israel?
我们如果要明白神的救恩，
If we are to understand God's salvation,
主耶稣还没有来，
Before the Lord came,
就在主耶稣降生前800年，
Before the birth of our Lord 800 years,
以赛亚53章已经写成，
Isaiah 53 was already written.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this, brother?
主耶稣先有传记，然后果然照着传记，他一点一画的就出现在历史。
Jesus had a biography first, and according to that biography, everything was accomplished.
所以我们就不能不相信主耶稣是神。
So we cannot help but believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
这是第一个原因，为什么神拣选以色列。
This is the first reason why God chose the people of Israel.
第二个原因，神拣选以色列。
The second reason is,
因为神要保存一个很单纯的民族。
Because God wants to keep a very pure nation.
因为你读民数记的时候，
Because when you read Numbers,
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
以色列人是独居的民。
Israel is a people set apart,
dwell apart,
or dwell apart.
他不列在万民之中。
They do not, they are not,
listed among them.
They are not listed among the other nations.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？以色列人是非常独特，非常 unique 的 people.
You see that the people of Israel are very unique.
虽然他们亡国亡了1800多年，
Even though they do not have a nation of their own for 1800 years,
他们还是没有被同化。
But they still were not mixed up with other
nations. 他们仍旧不和别人吃饭。
They did not eat with other people.
他们不和别人通婚。
They did not marry into other people.
弟兄姊妹，你知道原因在什么地方吗？
Why?
因为神要为他自己的儿子要保持一个单纯的民族。
Because for his son's sake, God wanted to keep a pure nation.
等到主耶稣真的降生的时候。
So that when the Lord was born.
现在你可以知道他是从哪一个支派来。
Now you can tell which tribe he came from.
因为弥赛亚一定是犹大支派。
Because the Messiah would come from the tribe of Judah.
他一定是在这个在大卫的谱系上。
He would come from David's genealogy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
如果以色列人老早就和别人通婚了
，If the people of Israel married with other people,
你知道中华民族应该是全很起码自己我们自己觉得是很骄傲的一个民族。
And you know that the Chinese people, we're very proud.
我们以为是很难很难被别人同化的。
We feel that it's very difficult for us to be
to be conformed
with other nations.
我们因为一直曾经住在自己的土地上。
Because we've always lived on our own land.
但是现在你慢慢都看见。
But now you can see.
这些中华民族的人他们来到美国只要到第二代你看见他们就开始改变。
And you know that these Chinese people and the second generation, when they come to the States, they start to change.
你做父母的很难再告诉孩子说你要讲国语啊，那是很辛苦的一件事。
As parents, it's very difficult for you to tell your children to speak Chinese.
那你更不要告诉他说你只能和中国人结婚。
And don't even think of telling them you can only marry Chinese.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
他们说在基督里一部分希利尼人不分犹太人。
They will tell you that in Christ there is no barbarian, no Scythian.
所以这是没有可能的一件事。
So it is impossible.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
只要第二代、第三代就没有了。
Second, third generation, it's all gone.
什么叫 ABC 呢？
What is an ABC?
ABC 就像香蕉一样。
An ABC is like a banana.
外面是黄的，里面是白的。
On the outside is yellow, inside is white.
所以没有多久就同化掉了。
So we are conformed very soon.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
你看见以色列民族是独居的民族。
But you see that the people of Israel, they were a pure nation.
为什么？
Why?
因为神拣选他们。
Because God chose them.
不只给他们一本圣经。
Not only gave them the Bible.
而且神要保持一个单纯的民族。
But he wants to have a pure people.
一直等到。
Until?
等到弥赛亚降生下。
The Messiah was born.
然后之后70年。
Then at 70 AD,
你看见圣殿就烧毁
and the temple was destroyed.
很多的家谱是藏在圣殿里面
and a lot of those biographies were hidden in
no,
the
no.
I mean, a lot of those genealogies were hidden in the temple.
慢慢的你就不见了
and then they all disappeared.
现在你很难知道谁是属于哪一个支派
and it's very difficult for you to know who came from which tribe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见这是神拣选以色列人的
This is the second reason why God chose the people of Israel.
神为什么拣选以色列人？还有第三个原因。
There's a third reason.
这是非常重要的。
And very important.
因为神整个的心是在基督的身上。
Because God's heart was totally on Christ.
他让耶稣基督来做人类的救主。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ was our Savior.
要把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
To save us from the depths of sin.
但是把我们从罪恶里拯救出来还不是最终的目的。
But the main purpose was not just solely save us from the depths of sin.
他要把我们带回到伊甸园当初的光景。
But was to bring us back to the original scene of the Garden of Eden.
不止如此。
Not only that.
他要把我们完全带回神最原始的旨意。
He wants to bring us back to the original purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，谁在创造世界以前，创立世界以前，已经定了个旨意。
Before the foundation of the world, there was one will,
one purpose. 因为人犯罪堕落了。
But because man fell.
所以就打岔了神的旨意。
That this will was interrupted.
那现在神要不止把这些不止把人从罪恶里面救出来。
So now God not only doesn't want to save man from the sin.
他也用他的生命胜了我们。
But he uses his own life to bear us.
所以今天我们都有了基督的生命。
So today we have Christ's life in us.
因为这个缘故我们就变成一个新的族类。
So today we are a new people.
那么弟兄姊妹，一个 new race， 一个新的族类。
We are a new race.
所以现在弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So do you see this?
神的旨意要借着谁来完成呢？
How is God's will going to be accomplished? By whom?
借着以色列人，不过是把救恩带进来。
Through the people of Israel, he only brings in salvation.
但是真正完成神旨意。
But the one who really accomplishes God's will.
乃是借着我们的主所完成的救恩。
Is through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
和他所赎回来的百姓。
And the people that he has regained to himself.
Redeemed
to himself.
这些他所赎回来的百姓就变成一个新的族类。
And those he has redeemed are a new race.
这就是我们昨天晚上所说的教会。
And this is what we spoke of yesterday as the church.
所有蒙恩得救的人都在里面。
So all those who are saved are in the church.
亚当是旧的族类的元首。
So Adam was the head of the old race.
现在我们的耶稣基督乃是新人类的族类的元首。
So our Lord Jesus is the head of the new race.
现在以弗所书所说的那个神永远的旨意就是借着教会来完成。
So the eternal purpose of God spoken in Ephesians is accomplished by the church.
现在到底神怎么来完成这个旨意呢？
So how is God going to accomplish this will?
因为这是神完全的计划的缘故。
Because of God's plan.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在这件事没有发生以前。
So before this thing happened.
神就用这些属地的百姓。
God uses these earthly people
预先表演将来要发生在教会身上所有要经过的一切。
He wants to act out beforehand what's going to happen in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see this?
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们说我们是真以色列人，我们真犹太人。
So this is why the scripture tells us we are the true Jews.
并不是说他们是假的，他们也是真的。
Not that they are false, they are true.
但是这个真和假不是指真和假的分别。
But this true is not the difference between true and false.
你记得主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Do you remember when our Lord said, I am the true vine?
这不是说别的葡萄树是假的。
It doesn't mean that all the other vines are false.
这是告诉我们说。
It just tells us.
主耶稣就是那个实际。
That Jesus is that truth.
Reality.
That reality.
所有别的葡萄树不过是影子是 shadow。
All the other vines are but shadows.
你看看这些葡萄树，你就知道主耶稣怎么回事。
So when you see these vines, you'll know what Jesus is.
所以是所有的葡萄树为真葡萄树。
So all these vines are for this vine.
所有的以色列人是为着真以色列。
So all these people of Israel are for the real true Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
为什么神给他们个历史呢？
Why did God give them a history?
因为就是借着这些历史。
Because through this history.
神就预先把教会所要经过的一切一样一样的替我们预先表演出来。
So God used them to act out every single thing that was going to happen in the church.
在座有年轻人。
There are young people in
our midst. 要结婚了。
Some are going to get married.
你结婚的时候一定要走到地毯的那一端。
So when you get married, you have to step on one side of the carpet to the other.
你一定要唱当当当当要走过去。
So you have to sing, 当当当当。
但是你担心你走的时候走不好。
But if you do not walk right.
所以礼拜六结婚大概礼拜五新郎新娘和牧师都请在一起。
So if you're going to get married Saturday, then Friday you're going to be invited together with the pastor and the bride and the bridegroom.
真正结婚是礼拜六。
And if you're going to get married Saturday.
但是礼拜五是假结婚。
But on the Friday, it's a rehearsal time.
这意思就是说他们是先这样的走了一遍。
So they're going to rehearse this process first.
这样你就知道说第二天一定不会走错。
So you know that on the second day you won't walk the wrong way.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗？
Do you understand?
当你读整本旧约的时候，
When you read the Old Testament,
你虽然读旧约的故事，
Even though you're reading stories in the Old Testament,
但是事实上你是读教会的故事，
But you are reading the story of the church.
当你看见迦南美地的时候，
When you see the promised land,
事实上你所想到乃是基督测不透的丰富，
You see the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经给我们看见。
So this the scripture shows us.
当以色列人在旧约的时候，
In the Old Testament, the people of Israel,
他们所有经过的历史，
Everything, all the history they went through,
不过是预先把将来所要表演的，所要发生的，把它表演出来。
It's but just a rehearsal of what's going to happen to come.
所以这就是为什么 West Coast 说，
That's why Westcott said,
整个以色列的历史是预言。
All of the history of the people of Israel is prophecy.
因为他预先把它表演。
Because he first rehearsed it.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你只要看以色列人怎么发生，这故事怎么发生。
So you just have to see the story of the people of Israel.
你就知道将来教会是怎么发生，故事怎么发生。
So you will know the story of the church in the future.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这就是神拣选亚伯拉罕，是拣选以色列人的第三个。
And that is the third reason why God chose the people of Israel.
我很快地讲一个实在的故事给弟兄们听。
Let me tell you a true story.
这样你们就能够加深一点的印象。
So you can better be impressed.
最近在台湾的时候，
recently in Taiwan，
在我所在的学校里面，
at my university，
我们举办了一个国际的一个物理的研讨会。
And we had a physics symposium.
这个恐怕是台湾最大的一次。
And it's one of the biggest international symposiums in Taiwan.
我们请了全世界最好的物理的核子物理的科学家，大概有四十几位。
We invited the top of nuclear physicists, about 40 of them in the world.
我不知道为什么他们请我做执行秘书。
And I do not know why they asked me to be the coordinator.
这个执行秘书啊，用我们懂的话就是做总管。
I was the coordinator of the whole thing.
很多弟兄们听见就笑起来了。
And many people laughed at me.
他们说这个人只会讲不会做。
This person can only speak, he can't do.
所以他没有办法做执行秘书。
And so he can't be a coordinator.
但是因为责任在身上的缘故。
But because of the responsibility.
所以我们就开始筹划。
So we started to plan.
因为这是很大的一个特会，很大的一个 conference, 很大的一个研讨会。
Because it's a very big symposium.
那么全世界的科学家都来了。
So all the physicists came from all over the world.
只有一个礼拜。
One week.
他们大部分就来那么一个礼拜。
And they were only to come for that week.
他们台湾什么地方也没有去。
They didn't go to anywhere in Taiwan.
他们到了我们那里就算到了台湾了。
When they came to our school, it was as if they came to Taiwan.
我们对他们好就是台湾对他们好。
Well, if we treated them well, it's as if Taiwan treated them well.
我们对他们不好，台湾就对他们不好。
If we didn't treat them well, Taiwan didn't treat them well.
所以我们就变得非常的紧张。
So we were very nervous.
我们就想一定要把所有事情统统把它写下来。
So we said we had to jot down everything we have to do.
我们不只有一个旨意，不光是有一个 purpose.
Not only did we have a purpose.
现在我们也有一个计划。
We had to have a plan.
我们要把它组织得非常非常的好。
And we have to plan very well.
这样叫他们来的时候，他们觉得非常的满意。
So when they came, it would be very satisfying.
所以我们这些人就在那儿很努力，在那里工作，在工作，在工作。
So we were working very hard, diligently.
但是后来我们发现，
But then we noticed,
你怎么写下来，有很多事情根本想也想不到。
No matter what you write, there are many things you can't remember.
所以后来我们就商量的结果，
And after we talked,
说好不好啊？我们就假装我们先来开会。
Why don't we just pretend that we're going to have a symposium?
那么现在这个开会的四周围，我们通通要走一趟。
So let us walk through the whole grounds.
然后我们才会想到我们有没有事情没有想到。
So then we can find out whether we forgot anything.
所以我们就真的就在这样做。
So we walked around.
那么我就跑到一个洗手间里面去。
So I went to a bathroom.
那我把洗手间打开以后，
So when I opened the bathroom,
我才发现一件事情。
I noticed one thing.
原来台湾的洗手间呢？
The bathrooms in Taiwan.
普通没有卫生纸。
There is no toilet paper.
卫生纸要你自己带的。
You have to bring your own toilet paper.
我刚刚到的时候不晓得。
So when I first came, I did not know.
所以常常有很糗的事情发生。
So many times there were some very funny situations.
后来我学会了。
So when I learned,
我就开始带卫生纸了。
I started bringing my own toilet paper.
但是因为我回台湾好久好久又忘记了。
But because I've been in Taiwan for so long, I forgot about that.
我们都带着卫生纸的。
We always very natural for us to bring toilet paper.
你不会想请这些科学家们都带卫生纸。
You wouldn't think of asking these physicists to bring toilet paper.
所以我们讲幸好我们发现了。
So we said, oh, it was good that we noticed this.
如果不发现的话，
if we had not noticed this,
那很快的我们就出了名了。
And then we would be very famous or notorious.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters,
这个还不要紧。
Not only that,
那我看看那个马桶盖，看上去很好啊。
When I saw the toilet seat,
所以我说我坐坐看。
Let me try it. Let me sit on it.
这一坐才发生有问题。
And when I sat on the toilet seat, there was a problem.
原来马桶盖是破的。
There was a crack.
而且会夹肉。
And also it would pinch your meat.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
So brothers and sisters,
如果这些事情我们没有注意到，
if we had not noticed this,
那么很多笑话就出来了。
Then there would be a lot of jokes.
所以后来我们说我们全体要全部来一趟。
So we said that all of us have to go around.
我们就假想我们要来开会。
Pretending and rehearsing a
symposium. 我们就把他们所经过的通通经过。
So what was going to happen, we went through first.
所以最后感谢主。
So at the end, praise the Lord.
这实在是主给我们恩典。
But the Lord gave us grace.
结 果这个会算是很成功的一个。
It was a very successful symposium.
有一个德国的科学家。
A physicist from Germany.
德国人很会组织的。
And you know Germans know how to coordinate things.
他说这是他所有开过这么多会里面组织最好的一个，你会相信吗？
Do you believe that he actually said it was one of the best coordinated symposiums he's attended?
你知道那个秘诀在什么地方？
Do you know what the secret was?
那就是我们重新的，我们起头先完全的预演一遍。
Because we rehearsed the whole thing first.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神永远的旨意，
God's eternal purpose
是这么荣耀的一件事，
such a glorious thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不是神临时想到什么就做什么。
It is not what God thought just suddenly and then he would do.
神老早都计划好。
God planned this many years ago.
感谢主，
brothers and sisters,
在旧约的时候，
in the Old Testament,
神就借着这些以色列。
God used the people of Israel.
他们就预先的把所有的一切都为我们表演。
So that they would rehearse everything for us.
所以感谢主。
So praise the Lord.
当我们读创世纪的时候，
When we reach Genesis,
我们就看见亚伯拉罕神怎样的把迦南地赐给亚伯拉罕。
How God gave Canaan to Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
你们得救是本乎恩。
Salvation is by grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，一切都是恩典。
Everything is grace.
但是也因着信。
But also because of faith.
怎么知道是因着信呢？
How do you know it's by faith?
亚伯拉罕没有子孙。
Abraham had no descendants.
还没有儿子。
Had no son.
神指着天上的星说。
And God pointed to the sky, to the stars.
他说你的后裔也将要如此。
And your descendants will be as such.
圣经告诉我们说。
The scripture tells us.
亚伯拉罕相信。
And Abraham believed God.
神就称他为。
And was reckoned to him as righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是圣经第一次讲到相信。
This is the first time the Bible speaks of belief.
而第一次讲到因信称义。
And the first time it speaks justified by faith.
Justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，从亚伯拉罕身上的故事。
So from Abraham's story.
你看见亚伯拉罕怎样因信称义。
You saw how he was justified by faith.
他预先把他表演出来。
He had rehearsed it first.
到了有一天。
So that one day.
你看见我们这些人。
We.
原来都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are all of Abraham's descendants.
他怎样因信称义。
How he was justified by faith.
我们也怎样因信称义。
We also were justified by faith. Praise the Lord.
你知道亚伯拉罕离开本地本族夫家的时候。
You know that when Abraham left his nation, left his family.
他没有完全的顺服。
He did not totally obey.
你知道最少他把罗德带在他的身上。
He also brought Lot with him.
我想这有道理的。
And there's a reason for it.
因为亚伯拉罕已经快75岁。
Because Abraham was already 75 years old.
现在他要到一个很远很远的地方。
And he is going to a very far away land.
他需要像罗德这样年轻人。
He needs a young man like Lot.
你想想万一中风了怎么办？
What if he were paralyzed?
万一摔了一跤谁来帮扶他一把？
If he were to fall, who would help him?
所以弟兄姊妹你看一面亚伯拉罕相信神。
On one hand, Abraham believed God.
但是亚伯拉罕心中有惧怕。
But he also feared.
你看这不是我们的光景吗？
Is that not our situation?
我们一面相信神。
On one hand, we believe in God.
一面我们还是害怕。
But on the other hand, we are afraid.
所以我们就把我们的罗德也带来。
So we always bring our lot too.
但是不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
神迟早有一天要让罗德离开。
Sooner or later, Lot will leave.
你知道罗德像什么呢？
Do you know what Lot is like?
就很多的小朋友晚上睡觉的时候。
A lot is like a lot of babies when they sleep.
他睡觉一定要抓住一点尿片。
He has to get, the babies have to get a diaper.
他只要抓着尿片他就睡着了。
As soon as he gets that diaper, as soon as he gets that little blanket, he'll be able to fall asleep.
罗德就是亚伯拉罕的尿片。
So Lot is, Abraham's blanket.
所以他带着这个尿片就到了迦南地。
So he brought this little blanket to, Canaan.
但是弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神说要离开就是要离开。
God said leave will be, means leave.
所以神就对亚伯拉罕做了断奶。
So God did a work of weaning.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
结果亚罗德是离开。
And then Lot left.
就是罗德离开以后。
And when Lot left,
神就把整个的迦南地给亚伯拉罕。
God showed the whole land of Canaan to Abraham.
他说你只要看到的地方。
Wherever you see.
向东、向西、向南、向北，这都是。
East, west, north, south, it is all yours.
根据那个时候的风俗。
According to the custom of that time,
如果你要把一块地给别人的话，
if you are to give that piece of land to somebody,
你只要带他去看，
you just have to show it to
你就告诉他说从树的那里到那里，这个就通通是你。
You just have to tell him from that tree to that tree, that's yours.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
就是自从他离开了他自己所依靠的。
So when he left that which he was trusting in,
他单单依靠神的时候,
when he only trusted in the Lord,
现在他眼睛看见,
now his eyes could see,
看见神所赐给他的产业,
the inheritance that God gave him,
从东从西从南到北都是亚伯拉罕,
east, west, south, north was all Abraham.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 亚伯拉罕还没有得着,
Abraham was not gained yet.
不过他里面看见,
but he saw,
他就相信,
and he believed.
所以弟兄姊妹
Sister,
你看见吗
Do you see?
迦南地对亚伯拉罕来讲不过是个应许。
The land of Canaan was but a promise to Abraham.
一直等到亚伯拉罕的子孙终于得着了那块地。
All the way until the descendants of Abraham gained that land.
但是这是非常重要。
But it's very important.
什么叫做信心的生活
?What is the life of faith?
信心的生活就是
The life of faith is
有一天神开我们的眼睛。
One day God will open our eyes.
让我们看见我们所得的产业是何等的丰富。
Well, let us see how abundant our inheritance is.
神没有把一样好处不给我们。
Our God did not keep any good thing from us.
因为神第一次爱
Because when God first loved,
就爱上我们
He loved us.
神第一次给
The first time he gave,
他就把他的儿子给了我们
He gave his only son to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他所有的都给了我们
He gave us all.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see this?
这就是我们的应许的美丽
This is our promised land.
这就是整本的创世
This is the whole book of Genesis.
然后从出埃及记开始
So starting from Exodus,
一直到申命记
all the way to Deuteronomy.
现在我们要看以色列人怎么能够得着这个产业
We have to
see 怎么会得着我们的产业
This way we can see how we can obtain our inheritance.
那么出埃及记刚开始的时候
At the beginning of Exodus,
就给我们看见神怎样用大能把以色列人从埃及领出来
We see how God took people out of Egypt.
他们离开了那个堕落的世界
They left that fallen world.
离开了那个为奴之地。
They left this the land of slavery.
所以现在神把他们带到了旷野。
And they were brought to the wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
神的目的不是把他们留在旷野。
The purpose was not to keep them in the wilderness.
神的目的是要把他们带他们进到迦南。
His purpose was to bring him into Canaan.
这些以色列人
These people of Israel.
他们一面是离开了埃及。
On one hand, they left Egypt.
现在他们的脸是朝向迦南。
And now they are facing Canaan.
他们要得着迦南。
And they are to possess Canaan.
要征服迦南。
They are to conquer Canaan.
最后迦南就是他们。
And then Canaan will be theirs.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们就这样。
Today we are likewise.
我们已经从这个世界里面被分别出来。
We have been separated from this world.
主耶稣就是逾越节的羔羊。
And the Lord is the Passover lamb.
弟兄姊妹今天在我们的心门的门楣上面我们抹了耶稣基督的血羔羊的血
So on our new doorpost we have put the blood of our lamb
神一看见这个血就越过去
So when God sees that blood he will pass over
蒙恩得救
We have been saved
现在我们是在这个世界的旷野里面
Now we are in the wilderness of this world
但是感谢主
But praise the Lord
我们的脸是朝向迦南地
Our face is facing Canaan
这是神所赏赐给我们的迦南地
This is what God has given us this land of Canaan
我们要到那里。
So when we get there,
迦南是什么意思呢
What does Canaan mean?
因为它是流奶与蜜之地。
Flowing with milk and honey.
乃是讲到生命的丰富。
It is speaking of the abundance of life.
乃是讲到生命的成熟。
It speaks of the maturity of life.
我们刚刚得救的时候。
When we are just saved.
我们的生命是幼稚的。
Our life is very small.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
这个生命要长大再长大。
This life will grow and grow.
一直长到成熟的地步。
It will grow until it is mature.
那个属灵生命的成熟。
And that is a spiritual maturity.
就是整个的迦南地所代表。
And that is represented by the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
要记得。
Let us remember.
神带领以色列人。
When God brought the people of Israel.
神没有意思叫他们漂流在旷野四十。
His purpose was not for them to be in the wilderness 40 years.
哦，这不是神的意思。
That was not his purpose.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
那么神什么意思呢
？What was the purpose?
你如果读圣旧约圣经的
，If you read the Old Testament,
神的意思是这样。
His purpose is this.
要以色列人用两年的时间。
He wanted to use the people of Israel for 2 years.
从埃及一直到迦南。
From Egypt to Canaan.
他们要经过四十二站。
They were to go through 42 stations.
一站一站。
One station after the other.
一步一步。
One step after the other.
就好像生命一样。
just like life.
慢慢的就长大。
Slowly growing.
这42站,
these 42 stations can be split into 14 stations, 14 stations, 14 stations.
特别中间的14站,
and the middle 14
都是在有水的地方,
that is near water.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and
sisters,
you see that the Lord brings them step by step to Canaan. So in the grace of the Lord, they grew up. In the 42 stations,
非常有趣,
there are very two important stations.
你如果从第一站开始算,
if you start from the first station,
一二三四数到第十一,
if you count from 1, 2, 3 to the 11th station,
那就是西乃山,
that is Mount Sinai.
现在你从迦南倒回头走十一站,
and if you were to count from Canaan the stations,
回过头走11站,
and you were to count 11 stations back,
那是什么地方呢?
Where is that?
那就是加底斯,
that is Kadesh.
我想你们都知道,读民数记你都知道,那加底斯好像快到了迦南了。
And you know that if you read Numbers, that Kadesh is very close to Canaan.
迦南是什么意思?
What does Canaan mean?
迦南就是圣地,是 holy 的意思。
Canaan means holy.
人非圣洁,不能够见。
If man is not holy, he cannot see God.
现在他们要进到迦南了,
so they have to enter into Canaan.
所以神把他们带到迦南,
so they, God brings them to Kadesh.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗? 这两站是很重要的。
So these are very important stations.
从前面算过来, 第11站,
so starting from the beginning, the 11th station.
从后面算过来, 也是第11站,
from the end, also the 11th station.
到了西乃山的时候,
so when you get to Mount Sinai,
就是出埃及的故事。
It's a story of leaving Egypt.
利未记的故事.
It is the story of Exodus, the story of Leviticus.
加底斯的时候,
but when you get to Kadesh,
你看见是民数记的故事.
It is a story of Numbers.
感谢主.
Praise the Lord.
神把以色列已经从埃及拯救出来,
God delivered them from Egypt.
现在把他们带到西乃山,
and brought them to Mount Sinai.
现在神开始教育他们.
And God is teaching them.
神做了两件事.
Two things.
第一,讲律法,
He gave the law.
第二, 神把会幕的蓝图给了他们,
and gave them the blueprint of the tabernacle.
一面讲律法, 另一方面, 他们要建造会幕,
on one end given them the law, on the second to build the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
现在神要给他们看见,
now God wants to show them,
到底神给他们的救恩,
the salvation that God has given
them, 和这世界的宗教有什么不同?
And the religion of this world, what is the difference?
什么叫做福音? 什么叫做福音?
What is the gospel?
这就是出埃及给我们看见的。
This is what Exodus shows us.
讲律法的意思是什么呢?
When you bring down the law, what does that mean?
是不是叫他们遵守律法呢?
Does that mean for them to keep the law?
不是,
no.
律法原来像一面镜子一样,
the law is like a mirror.
现在他们看见他们不能遵守律法,
now they see that they cannot keep the law.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
So brothers and sisters, do you see?
第一个功课他们不能,
the first lessons they can't.
他们没有一个人能救他们自己,
they cannot save themselves.
弟兄姊妹流泪也不能救自己,
even if they were to weep, they cannot save themselves.
行善也不能救自己,
they have no way to save themselves.
乃是我, 我们的神像老鹰一样把他们带到旷野里面,
but it's like our God, like an eagle, brought them to the wilderness.
一切都是他做的,
everything he did,
一切都不是我们做的,
nothing we did.
不止如此,
not only that,
现在神让他们看见会幕的样式,
now God shows them the tabernacle,
一切都照着山上的样式,
and everything is according to the pattern of the mount.
摩西虽然学尽了埃及一切的学问,
even though Moses gained all the education of Egypt,
但是连最小的摩西都不能参加一切,
but even the smallest idea, he could not have any input.
讲律法, 神对付我们的能力,
when God gave us the law, it was to deal with our
山上的样式, 神对付我们的智慧,
the law was given to deal with our strength,
亲爱, our wisdom,
our wisdom.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做十字架?
What is the cross?
十字架一面是神的能力, 一面是神的智慧,
on one hand is God's power, on one hand is God's wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是保罗所传的福音.
This is the gospel that Paul preached.
他说我不知道别的,
he said, I do not know anything else.
我只知道基督并他钉十字架.
I know that Christ was crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
这就是整本的以赛亚, 出埃及记.
This is the whole book of Exodus.
这就是以色列人在西乃山他们所学的功课。
This is the lesson they learned at Mount Sinai.
那不止如此,
but not only that,
今天以色列人能站在神的面前,
today the people of Israel can stand before God.
一切都是恩典,
everything is grace.
这是因信称义,
this is justification by faith.
神的目的不止这样,
but God's purpose is not
only that. 在西乃山的时候,
in Mount Sinai,
神还给他们一条道路,
He gave them a way.
这就是利未记。
And this is Leviticus.
什么叫做利未记呢？
What is Leviticus?
神对他的百姓说，
He told his people,
你们要圣洁，
You will be holy,
因为我是圣洁。
Because I am holy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Do you see this?
以色列人他们虽然已经离开埃及，
The people of Israel, even though they left Egypt,
神要他们做圣洁的子民。
God wants them to be a holy people.
现在你读利未记的时候，
So when you read Leviticus,
你发现前面一段跟后面一段，
You see that the first part and the latter part,
前面讲什么呢？
What does the first part say?
前面给我们看见。
It shows us.
我们怎么样有一条路能来到圣洁的神面前？
How can we have this way to come before the holy God?
弟兄，你怎么来到神的面前？
How do you come before the God of the holy God?
结果，你发现有两点。
There are two points.
第一是借着祭牲。
First, it is through, sacrifice.
第二是借着祭司。
Second is through the priest.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督就是我们的祭牲。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our high priest.
我们的主在十字架上。
That's our sacrifice.
我们的主在十字架上。
He was on the cross.
他就是那个祭牲。
He was our, sacrifice.
他也是我们的大祭司。
And he is also our high priest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们是因着他，我们能够来到至圣所。
Because of him, we can come to the Holy of Holies.
这是利未记的前半段。
This is the first part of Leviticus.
利未记的后半段。
The latter part of Leviticus.
就给我们看见怎样能够成为圣者。
Shows us how we can become holy.
怎样以色列人能和别人不一样？
How can the people of Israel be different than all other people?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
在以西乃山所学的功课，
So the lesson learned on Mount Sinai,
一面因信称义，
is justification by faith on one
hand, 另外一方面因信称义，
on the other hand, sanctified by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？以色列人就在那里表演我们今天所要表演。
So you see that the people of Israel rehearsing for us today.
最后神把以色列人带到了加底斯。
So at the end, God brought the people of Israel to Kadesh.
你记得他们就打发探子去探迦南美地。
And they sent spies to see Canaan.
结果他们的心都融化了。
And their hearts were melted.
他们不要到耶迦南去。
They did not want to go to Canaan.
结果他们从那里就漂流了38年。
So they were in the wilderness for 38 years.
经过38年以后，
After 38 years,
他们又回到加底斯。
They returned back to Kadesh.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神一点都没有放松。
God did not loosen at all.
我们就是漂流再漂流。
Even though we are in the wilderness again and again.
38年前你跟不上不是。
38 years you cannot follow.
最后神还是把他回到带到加底斯。
But towards the end you still come back to Kadesh.
所以你读民数记的时候，
So when you read Numbers,
你发现有两次的数点。
You see that there are two censuses.
等到第二次数点的时候，
On the second census,
你发现一个问题，你发现一件事。
You see one thing.
所有的第一代都死在旷野。
The whole first generation died in the wilderness.
现在只有新的一代能进到迦南。
Now only the new generation can go into Canaan.
第二次数点的时候，
The second census,
他们就开始分产业。
They started to divide their possessions.
换句话说，
In other words,
只有新的一代才能进迦南。
Only the new generation can go into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天怎么能得着我们的产业？
How can we obtain our inheritance today?
我们这个旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified with Christ.
我们这个人应当倒闭在旷野。
We are to be dying in the wilderness.
但是我们要穿上新人。
But we are to put on the new man.
只有新人能进到迦南。
And only the new man can go into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主不是告诉我们吗？
Did our Lord not say?
进天国要努力进去。
It is through violence that we enter the kingdom.
进天国是进窄门的。
It's through a narrow gate.
为什么进天国的窄门是很窄呢？
Why is this gate narrow?
因为我们太胖了。
Because we're too fat.
所以我们怎么挤也挤不进去。
Because we're so fat, we can't squeeze in.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
现在圣灵要做一个工作。
Now the Spirit is to do a work.
最后我们终于可以进去。
So that we finally can go in.
那你就知道。
Then you know.
现在你不再肉体不再是那么大。
You are no longer that big in the flesh.
现在我们能进去。
Now we can come in.
所以你知道在广告上面呢。
So you know in when you have
报纸的广告
commercials or
commercials, 报纸的广告
when you have ads in the newspaper.
如果帮助一个人减瘦减重的话，
if you have these to make people lose weight.
他一定有两张照片。
You always have two pictures.
一张是胖以前，还没有变小以前。
The first picture is before you lost the weight.
还有一个经过 operation 以后的。
And the other one is after the operation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You have a second picture.
这是为什么在民数记里面好像有两张照片一样。
So in Numbers we have two pictures.
现在你就知道。
Now you know.
只有那些肯背十字架的人。
Only those who will bear the cross.
只有那些在基督的人。
Only those in Christ.
他们才能够进去。
Those are the ones can go in.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
他们到了快到迦南的时候。
When they're about to enter Canaan.
神就对他们说话。
God spoke.
现在神不说新的话。
God didn't speak new words.
那些话神已经说过。
These are words that God spoke before.
现在神对新的一代再说一遍。
And now God speaks to the new generation.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
是神古老的话来说给新的人听。
These old words are spoken to the new people.
什么叫做神把他的话再说一遍呢？
What does it mean to repeat God's word?
这神为什么再说一遍呢？
Why did God speak his word again?
圣灵在我们里面再把他说一遍。
The Spirit spoke to us again.
就变成我们的生命。
And it becomes our life.
变成我们的能力。
Becomes our strength.
这就是我们所说的 Rhema.
This is what we call Rhema.
只有 Rhema 能把我们带进迦南美地。
Only Rhema can bring us into Canaan.
这是什么呢？
What is this?
这就是整本的
This is the whole book of Deuteronomy.
那个两次的数点就是整本的民数记。
And those two senses were the whole book of Numbers.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
现在我已经把创世纪一直讲到申命记了。
I've already spoken from Genesis to Deuteronomy.
现在我们来到了约书亚。
Now we come to Joshua.
约书亚记他们就要进到迦南去。
Joshua, they were to enter Canaan.
然后最后他们终于征服了那个迦南。
And they have finally conquered Canaan.
我想我昨天晚上大概说了一下。
I already spoke about it yesterday evening.
在这里我只提及一点。
Let me just point one thing.
盼望弟兄姊妹能够明白。
That you might understand.
我们知道他们到了迦南以后。
When they got to Canaan.
他们发现有一个仇敌。
They saw that there was an enemy.
这个仇敌乃是腓力士人。
And this enemy are the Philistines.
你知道腓力士人跟以色列人不同在哪里？
You know the difference between the Philistines and the people of Israel?
他们都是出埃及的人。
Both people left Egypt.
他们都是进迦南的人。
And both came into Canaan.
开起点跟终点完全一样。
The starting point and the ending point are the same.
但是以色列人不同在哪里？
But the people of Israel are different in what?
以色列人和腓力士人不同就在两道的水。
They were different in two bodies of water.
一个是红海，还有一个是约旦河。
One was the Red Sea, the other was the Jordan River.
凡是经过这两道水的。
So those who crossed these two bodies of water.
才是承受产业。
Those are the ones who inherit the inheritance.
所以腓力士人在圣经里面代表属灵的假冒。
So Philistines represent spiritual counterfeits.
结果就成为神儿女的仇敌。
And they became the enemy of the children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 我们今天怎么能够得着这个产业？
How can we obtain this inheritance?
一定是两道水。
We have to go through two parties of water.
我们过红海的时候，
go through the Red Sea.
世界埋在红海的里面。
The world is buried in the Red Sea.
当我们经过约旦河的时候，
when we cross the Jordan,
我们的自己就埋在约旦河里面。
We are buried in the Jordan.
结果我们就得着这个产业。
Then we obtain our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经所说的进天国。
This means enter the kingdom.
这就是主耶稣所说的。
This is what the Lord said.
你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛，你断不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not surpass those of the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
天国乃是努力的人进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is entered by violence.
现在非常的清楚。
So it's very clear.
从出埃及。
From Egypt,
一直到约书亚
to Joshua,
现在我们知道
we know,
我们怎么能够得着这个
how we can obtain this inheritance,
到了四世纪
when we come to Judges,
现在我们看见另外一面
we see another side,
刚才那一段的圣经
all the scripture we just went
through, 你要在约希伯来书的光里面来看它就看得很清楚
you can see it very clearly in light of Hebrews
从四世纪一直到路德记
from Judges to Ruth
现在我们要从以弗所的光里面来看它
we want to see it in the light of Ephesians
这个时候你就会看得很清楚了
now you can see it very clearly
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
就做以色列地位来说
In terms of position,
他们已经在迦南了。
The people of Israel were in Canaan.
迦南就像以弗所书所说的，那个属天，这个就是与基督一同坐在天上。
Canaan is like what Ephesians says, sitting in the heavenlies.
现在迦南有征战。
Now there is a battle in Canaan.
就像以弗所第六章讲的征战一样。
Just like Ephesians 6.
那么现在有一个问题，弟兄。
There's a question.
就着地位来说
according to position,
这些以色列人他们脚踩在迦南地
these people of Israel have stepped onto Canaan
但是到了四世纪的时候
but in Judges
我们看见以色列人光景不正常
we see that the condition of the people of Israel is abnormal
他们在一个很富裕很肥沃的土地上
they were on a very fertile and abundant land
但是结果他们过得最贫穷最贫穷
but they led a very poor life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们不是蒙恩得救了吗
Are we not saved?
我们今天不是与基督已经坐在天上
Are we not seated with Christ in the heavenly?
为什么我们今天还这么贫穷
Why are we so poor today?
为什么今天读圣经没有味道
Why does the Bible have no flavor?
为什么聚会没有味道
Why is there no flavor in the church?
为什么祷告没有味道
Why there's no flavor in prayer?
为什么这么贫穷
Why are we so poor today?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是四世纪给我们看见的
This is what Judges shows us.
人已经在基督里
Man is already in Christ.
既然基督有说不出来的丰富
and Christ has an unsearchable riches.
我们应该能享受迦南所有的好处才对。
We should be able to enjoy all of these riches of Canaan.
结果什么也没有
But we have nothing.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see this?
许多时候我们很穷很穷啊
Many times we are so poor, so
poor. 所以我们做了乞丐
And when we become a beggar.
但是还有一种的乞丐
But there are a different type of beggar.
他很穷很穷
Even though he's very poor.
他讨饭的时候啊
When he begs.
他用金的饭碗讨饭
He uses a gold dish to beg.
你看见吗
Do you see this?
这就是我们今天的难处啊
This is our difficulty today.
我们的脚踩在迦南美地上
We are stepped in Canaan.
我们应该享受迦南所有的丰富和好处
We should enjoy all the riches of Canaan.
结果不是这样
But no.
我们还是贫穷还是可怜还是瞎眼
We are still blind. We are still poor.
那么难处在什么地方呢
Where's the difficulty?
你读四世纪就明白了
You will understand if you read Judges.
你知道迦南果然有土产
And then you'll see that Canaan has its produce.
大麦、小麦、葡萄通通长出来了。
You have grains, you have wheat, you have grapes.
现在以色列他们张开嘴巴要吃这些东西的时候。
So when the people of Israel opened their mouths and were to go eat all this.
那个时候有米甸人像蝗虫一样就把他们拿走了。
Then the Midianites like locusts took it away from them.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
So do you see that?
迦南在他们在迦南
They were in Canaan
但是迦南不在他们里面
But Canaan was not in them
弟兄姊妹他们享受不到那个好处
They cannot enjoy the riches
所以这个就是什么这就是四世纪给我们看见
This is what Judges shows us
他们就的地位来说
In terms of position,
在基督里面
in Christ,
但是这个经历应该是丰富的经历才对
But this experience should be a very abundant one.
他们在迦南地
they were in Canaan.
结果迦南不在他们里面
But Canaan was not in them.
所有迦南的好处都没有在他们里面
All of Canaan's riches were not in them.
你记得基甸的故事吗
Do you remember the story of Gideon?
因为那个时候很紧张啊
It was very nerve-wracking that
time. 你如果不小心的话就被别人抢走了
And if you're not careful, then your food would be stolen.
所以基甸他在什么地方打麦子
So where did Gideon beat the wheat?
平常应该在打麦场打麦
Normally it's beaten on a threshing floor.
结果他在酒榨里面打麦。
But he was beating the wheat in a wine press.
因为只有在酒榨的原则里面现在有东西可以吃。
Because only in the principle of the wine press can you eat something.
别人没有东西吃。
Nobody else has
anything. 你有东西吃。
You have something to eat.
因为你是用酒榨的原则。
Because you have used the principle of the wine press.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这是很不平常的一件事。
This is very abnormal.
这就是给你看见说。
It shows you.
现在你只有在这个别人想不到的地方。
That you, a place where the enemy will never think of.
你才能够把粮食保留下来。
That you can keep your food.
你才能够享受迦南的好处。
So that you can enjoy of the goodness of the land.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这就是四世纪的难处。
This is the difficulty in Judges.
那么你怎么解决这个问题呢
How do you solve this problem?
这就是路德记。
That's Ruth.
所以感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
四世纪啊
Judges.
你读过了以后
After you read it.
你希望赶快读。
If you want to read it real quickly.
这个是史伯克弟兄讲的不是我讲的。
This is a brother T. Austin Sparks said this.
他说他每次都是想赶快读赶快读。
When he said, when he reads Judges, he'd like to read it really quickly.
他想找一个属灵地方洗一个澡。
But after he read it, he liked to take a bath, a spiritual bath.
因为里面很多的记载啊很黑暗很黑暗。
Because there are a lot of darkness in this book.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你读到路德记就非常可爱。
When you read Ruth, you'll see very beautiful.
所以路德记像什么呢
?What is Ruth like?
四世纪就好像一个很黑的晚上。
Judges is like a very dark night.
但是路德记就像那个钻石一样。
But Ruth is like that, jewel.
在四世纪啊你听见这个哈米基多顿的杀的声音。
Now you hear in Judges the battle cries.
你知道拿破仑讲哈米基多顿战场是全世界最好的战场。
And you know that Napoleon said that Armageddon is the best battlefield.
那么，但是这个战场在哪里？就在四世纪章里面。
And this battlefield is in Judges.
所以到处都是 battle cry， 都是战场的声音。
And you hear the battle cries all over.
但你来到了路德记。
But when you come to Ruth，
你来到了一个农场。
You come to a field.
你看见农场的主人 farm， 你看见农场的主人和那些佣人，他们彼此问安。
And you see that the master and the servants of this farm greet each other.
那么然后他说愿神祝福你，愿神与你同在。
May God be with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
路德记是四世纪的答案。
Ruth is the answer to Judges.
今天我们的难处在哪里？
Our difficulty is where?
就是我们一面看见我们在基督里。
On one hand, we see that we are in Christ.
但是许多时候我们没有看见基督在我们里。
But many times we do not see that Christ is in us.
保罗有两个句子很重要。
Paul has very two important phrases.
一个就是基督在我，我在基督里，我们在基督里。
One is we are in Christ.
一个就是 in Christ， 在基督里。
One is in Christ.
还有一个就是基督在我们里面。
And the other one is Christ in us.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
No longer I, but Christ in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，一面我们要看见我们在基督里。
On one hand, we have to see that we are in Christ.
这是我们的地位。
This is our position.
但另一面我们要看见基督也在我们里面。
But on the other hand, we have to see Christ is in us.
把这两样放在一起的时候，
when you put these two together,
我们才能有经历。
Then we have experience.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
在基督里，
in Christ,
和基督在我们里，
Christ in us,
这两个放在一起，
you put it together,
这就是圣经里面所启示的与基督联合。
This is what the scripture tells us, union with Christ.
我们怎么能够享受迦南所有的土产呢？
How can we enjoy of the riches of Canaan?
乃是当我们与基督完全联合的时候。
It's when we are union with Christ.
一面我们在基督里。
In one hand, we are in Christ.
基督也在我们里面。
Christ in us.
做我们的生命。
It's our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你把这两个放在一起的时候，
when you put these two together,
你看见吗？
You see.
我们就能够享受所有迦南的土产。
We can enjoy all of the riches of Canaan.
路德记是这样。
Ruth is that.
前面两章在基督里。
The first two chapters is in Christ.
后面两章基督在我们里。
The last two chapters Christ in us.
前面两章给我们看见。
The first two chapters show us.
路德怎么被从摩亚被带到迦南地。
How Ruth came from Moab to Canaan.
恰巧来到了波阿斯的田。
And came over to the fields of Boaz.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
波阿斯告诉他，
Boaz told her,
你不要离开这里，
do not leave here,
不要到别的田里去，
do not go to any other field.
你记不记得我们主对我们说，
do you know what our Lord said to
要
us?
要住在我里面，
abide in me.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 不要爱世界，
do not love the world.
要住在我里面，
abide in me.
如果这样的话，
if it's like this,
你就要经历基督测不透的丰富，
you experience the unsearchable riches of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因为我们知道路德非常的殷勤。
We know that Ruth was very diligent.
从早到晚。
From day to night.
她不是得着波阿斯所有的丰富没有。
She did not gain all of the riches of Boaz.
没有弟兄姊妹。
No.
那个是麦子剩下的丢在地上，她在捡那些麦穗。
It was the leftovers that she picked up.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个不是全部的恩典。
This is not the whole of grace.
这是恩典的零头。
This is the leftovers of grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
虽然这样，
even though,
路德殷勤了一天，
she was diligent for a whole day.
到了晚上的时候，
at night,
她所得着的麦子，
the whole wheat that she picked up,
就像一部小汽车那么大，
it was as big as a small car.
可以把她和她的婆婆包围在里面。
She could be encompassed by this with her mother-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你怎么形容基督那测不透的丰富呢？
How do you describe the unsearchable riches of Christ?
你看见没有？
Do you see
this? 现在他们怎么生活呢？
How did they live?
他们完就是因为基督那么样的丰富，
because Christ is so rich,
一点点，
just a little bit,
就那么一根几根的麦穗，
just a few weeks,
就把他们两个人完全包围起来了，
and it surrounded both her and Naomi.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是前面的两章，
these are the first two chapters,
但是感谢主，
but praise the Lord,
到了后面的两章，
the last two chapters,
因着他与波阿斯联合的缘故，
because of a union with Boaz,
现在情形不一样了，
now the situation is different.
你看见吗？
do you see it?
从前他如果走在那个 田里面麦田里面。
So if she originally walked in the field,
她一定说我的主人真富有啊。
She said, my master is so rich.
所有的都是他的。
All of this is his.
我只要享受他一点点。
If I can just enjoy a little bit,
我就已经很丰富了。
Then I'm very full.
现在你看见吗？
You see
this? 我的主人真是丰富。
My master is so
full. 这个迦南真是丰富。
This Canaan is so rich.
但是因着他与波阿斯联合的结果。
But because with her union with Boaz,
他结婚以后。
After they were married,
如果他再走在农场上面。
If she were to walk through this field again,
你想他要怎么说呢？
What will she say?
从前他要说。
Before she would say,
我的主人真富有啊。
My master is so rich.
现在他仍旧这样说。
But now she could say.
但他也这么说。
But now,
我真富有啊。
I am so rich.
所有波阿斯的都是我的。
All that is of Boaz is mine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
从前我是在波阿斯的田里。
Before I was in the field of Boaz.
现在波阿斯田在我的里面。
Now the field of Boaz is in me.
我有了所有波阿斯的田。
Now I have all of the field of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？
Do you see this?
一面是在基督里。
It's one side in Christ.
一面是基督在我们里面。
On the other hand, Christ in us.
你看何等的宝贵。
So precious.
所以你读完了路德记。
So after you read Ruth,
你就看见了那个解答。
You see the answer.
但路德记还顺便告诉我们另外一个故事。
But Ruth also tells us another story.
那是悲惨的故事。
It's a tragic story.
你知道拿俄米本来住在迦南地的。
You know that Naomi used to live in Canaan.
这个地是神赐给他们做产业的。
And it was given to her as an inheritance.
神也给他儿子。
And gave it to her son.
也给他地。
And gave her a land.
她可以在那里享受所有神的产业。
And she could enjoy all of the riches of God.
结果我们知道她搬到摩亚地区。
But we know that she moved to Moab.
也许你们说，因为她怕穷，所以搬去。
You probably might say, well, she probably was afraid of being poor. That's why she moved to Moab.
你没有把圣经读好，圣经没有这样说。
But the scripture doesn't tell you that.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the scripture say?
圣经很明显告诉我们。
Very clearly it shows.
她说，我是满满的出去，我是空手的回来。
She said, fully I went out, I came back empty-handed.
她不是因为穷。离开家呢
Not because she was poor that she left Canaan.
她是因为怕穷离开家呢
It was because she was fearful of being poor.
所以弟兄姊妹，你听见我们主的话怎么说
？Do you hear the words of our Lord?
凡救自己生命，要世上生命。
That which saves his own life will lose his life.
所以结果什么呢
？So what happened?
结果一开始三个死
，There were three deaths.
三个寡妇。
Three widows,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在他们再回到迦南地
Now when they come back to Canaan,
什么都没有
There is nothing.
满满的出去
They went out full.
空空的回来
They came back empty.
你知道
You know.
神的地永远不可以买
God's land can never be sold.
不知道为什么他们把它卖了
We don't know why they sold it.
他们把它卖了
They sold it.
现在地没有了
There's no more land.
就算是有一天地拿回来了
And even if they were to get their land back,
谁能够承受这块地
Who can inherit this land?
他们也没有儿子
They have no sons.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就像以色列人的历史一样
It's just like the history of Israel.
1900年来
1900 years.
一直到1948年以前
Until before 1948.
以色列人的情形就像拿俄米一样
The people of Israel were just like the Naomi.
没有地也没有儿子。
No land, no sons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在神怎么做
？Now what does God do?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
虽然神在路德身上做
，Even though God worked in Ruth.
但是神的怜悯也临到拿俄米。
But God's mercy came to Naomi too.
因为到底是拿俄米把路德带到迦南。
Because Naomi brought Ruth to Canaan.
到底救恩是从犹太出来。
And salvation came out of Jews.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见神做什么工作
？See what the God is working.
稀奇的很
，very amazing.
原来波阿斯
，Boaz，
乃是他们这一家致敬的亲属。
He was the kinsman redeemer.
所以根据旧约，他们就能够做救赎的事
，so according
做赎的事。
So according to the Old Testament, they could do the redeeming work.
所以可以把那块地把它赎回来。
And they could redeem that land.
而且可以把路德把它赎来。
And could redeem Ruth.
然后可以有一个儿子就可以承受那个产业。
And there would be a son to inherit the inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，路德记是很可爱的故事。
Ruth is a very beautiful story.
然后你记不记得
？Do you remember?
波阿斯告诉路德说
，Boaz told Ruth,
我愿意赎啊。
I'm willing to redeem.
不过有一个比我更靠近的。
But there's one closer, nearer to you.
你知道我们的主是道成肉身的。
You know that our God was a word became flesh. Our Lord was word became flesh.
那么他是我们至敬的亲属。
He is our kinsman redeemer.
所以他可以赎我们呢?
He can redeem us.
但是主说还有一个比你更亲的。
But the Lord said there is somebody even closer than that.
如果他不能赎，我就赎。
If he cannot redeem you, I will.
那个人是谁呢?
Who is that person?
就是我们的旧人。
And that is our old man.
我们的旧人和我们在一起好几千年了。
Our old man has been with us for thousands of years.
我们的主是2000年才道成肉身的。
Our Lord became flesh only 2000 years ago.
所以主说有一个比你还要亲的。
There says there's somebody closer than I am.
如果他不赎，我就赎。
If he will not redeem you, I will.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们能赎吗?
Can we be redeemed?
我们当然不能赎。
We cannot redeem.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们的主就是波阿斯。
Our Lord is the Boaz.
他终于赎了那块地, 也得着了路德。
He redeemed that land and gained Ruth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在路德对他是产业。
Now Ruth is her inheritance, his inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
Do you see?
结果我们知道波阿斯这个故事就发生了。
And then the story happened.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
本来拿俄米是两手空空的。
Before Naomi had two empty hands.
现在拿俄米抱着路德的儿子俄贝德。
And now Naomi is holding the son of Ruth, Obed.
现在她什么样的感觉？弟兄姊妹,
what kind of feeling does she have?
现在她重新又得着她的产业。
She renewly has a new inheritance.
那个地赎回来了。
The land is back.
那个产业恢复了。
The inheritance is back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在还不再两手空空。
No longer she too empty-handed.
她抱着厄贝德。
She is carrying Obed.
就是承受产业的那一位。
And that is the one to heir of the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就回答在士师的时候。
This is answers in Judges.
如果我们失去我们的产业。
If we lose our inheritance,
如果今天我们不觉得主的同在,
if we do not have God's presence with us,
那个恢复的路在哪里呢?
What is the restoring path?
我们的主就是我们的救赎主。
Our Lord is our Redeemer.
他不只救我们脱离罪,
not only did He save us from sin,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
他也是把在基督里所有的产业为我们赎回来。
He has redeemed every single inheritance in Christ to us.
我想我讲到这里，我要开始借时间。
Now I'm starting to have to borrow time. I've only spoken to Ruth.
我今天一定要讲到以斯帖，请你原谅我。I
have, please forgive me. I have to speak until.
但是我要很快的讲。But
I'll speak very quickly.
我要跟随我弟兄的脚步，向你们借时间。I'll
be like our brother and borrow some time.
也像他一样借了不还的。And
I'm going to borrow but not return.
但是我保证很快，我希望不要拖弟兄姊妹很长的时间。I'm
going to try to be quick.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
到了路德记的时候, 有一个很重要的事情发生。
There's a very important thing in Ruth.
这是很重要的转捩点。
A very crucial turning point.
因为在士师记的时候, 没有王。
Because in Judges, there was no king.
但是借着波阿斯和路德的联合,
But because of the union of Boaz and Ruth,
结果王就带进来。
The king was brought in.
这个王是谁呢?
Who was this king?
就是大卫。
It was David.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
现在整个历史要转变。
Now there's the whole history is going to turn.
现在圣灵要从我们的产业要转到他的产业。
Now the Spirit is going to show us from our inheritance turning to His inheritance.
你看这个关键在哪里?
You see where the point is?
与基督联合。
Union with Christ.
所以千万不要以为这是盖恩夫人的东西。
Don't think that this is something from Madame Guillaume.
No, 这是圣经里面的东西。
This is scriptural.
我们一定要与基督联合。
We have to be unionized with
Christ. 然后那个结果不光是我们有我们的财产，我们的产业。
And the result is not only that we have our inheritance.
现在神要得着他的产业。
But God will obtain His inheritance.
神怎么得着的呢?
How is He going to obtain it?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
下面就有几卷的圣经。
Then we have certain books.
撒母耳记上，撒母耳记下。
First and Second Samuel.
列王记上，列王记下。
First and Second Kings.
历代之上，历代之上。
First and Second Chronicles.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
就是这六卷的圣经。
These six books.
一开始的时候，
From the beginning.
给你看见。
We'll show you.
这个王是个怎样的王？
What kind of king is this king?
他的生命是什么样的生命？
What kind of life is his life?
你还没有看见他的宝座。
Before you see his throne.
你先看见他的生命。
You already see his life.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
谁在圣经里面？
Who in the Bible?
让我们先看见他的生命, 然后才看见他的宝座。
Let us see first his life, then his throne.
今天我们要的是宝座。
Today we want the throne.
我们要人看见我们的宝座。
We want people to see our throne.
我们要坐在主的右边跟主的左边。
We want to sit at God's, the Lord's right hand and left hand.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
经过了与基督联合以后,
through a union with Christ,
圣灵在我们身上的工作的结果,
the result of the Spirit's work,
不止我们有一个生命,
it's not only that we have a life.
这个生命是做王的生命。
This life life is a kingly life.
这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
This is a victorious life.
这个生命是合乎神心意的生命。
This is according to His heart.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你读撒母耳记上下的时候,
When you read 1 and 2 Samuel,
你就碰见了这样的一个人。
You will see this person.
你觉得这个人应该在宝座上。
You'll say that this person should be on the throne.
结果他到处流浪。
But he was in the wilderness. He was wandering around.
他经过了许许多多的痛苦。
He went through a lot of hurt.
圣灵在他的身上。
The Spirit was in him.
这个圣灵给他在他的身上，就是给我们看那个生命乃是做王的生命。
And this Spirit will show that this life was to be our life.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
有两次,
twice.
神把扫罗交在他的手里。
God gave Saul into his hands.
他只要一下子就把扫罗解决了。
He could have just at one instant terminated Saul.
今天把扫罗解决了,
if he finished Saul today,
明天再也没有苦难,
then tomorrow there will be no more difficulty.
再也没有眼泪,
no more tears.
再也没有痛苦,
no more hurt.
明天他就坐在宝座上,
tomorrow he'll be on the throne.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
只要一下子他就解决了,
if he had just killed once, then it would be all resolved.
再也没有十字架的苦难,
no more the difficulties of the cross.
再也没有眼泪,
no more tears.
再也没有痛苦,
no more suffering.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
是神把扫罗放在他手里的。
God gave Saul into his hands.
结果你看见,
and you saw,
是一个王的生命,
a life of a king,
能够把这个扫罗再换放回神的手里。
He was able to put Saul back into God's hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他可以一下子解脱的,
relieved. He could have been relieved immediately.
但是感谢主,
but praise the Lord.
他为做神的旨意,
because of God's will,
宁可自己痛苦,
he would prefer to suffer himself.
他稍微割了一点衣襟, 他里面就责备他。
He just cut a little piece of the robe and his conscience bothered him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个是做王的生命。
This is the life of a king.
人今天羡慕的是大卫的宝座。
Today people look toward David's throne.
人忘记了大卫的生命。
But they forget David's life.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是大卫的生命。
This is the life of David.
结果你知道他的仇敌扫罗怎么说？
Do you know what the enemy Saul said?
扫罗说了两句话。
Saul said two things.
他说我知道你要做王。
I know you will be king.
你是王。
You are with king. I'm on the throne.
但是你是王,
but you are king.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see this, brothers and sisters? How are to be kings with Christ? All of us who are kings today, on that day we will be kings with Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
扫罗不止这样说,
Saul not only said that,
扫罗还说了一句话,
Saul said something else.
你要得胜。
You will overcome.
You will prevail.
You will prevail.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个生命是个得胜的生命。
This life is a life of prevailing.
这个生命是把一个坐在宝座的上面的一个人完全打倒的生命。
This is a life which brings down somebody from the throne down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个是大卫吗?
Is this David?
大卫自己能这样做吗?
Can David do this himself?
稀奇的很。
Very amazing.
你如果读旧约圣经,
if you read the Old Testament,
你知道大卫是基督的预表。
David typifies Christ.
因为神要用大卫做预表的缘故,
and because God wants to use David as a type of Christ,
所以神就安排大卫他的一生。
So God planned his whole life.
所以大卫所有的遭遇, 所有的经过,
so everything David experienced,
有的是他自己的。
Some were his own experience.
但是许多时候他不是为着自己活,
but many times he did not live for himself.
他是为着基督而活,
he was living for Christ.
因为他要做基督的预表,
because he wants to typify Christ.
所以他有许许多多的苦难和遭遇,
so through many sufferings,
那个不是他自己的,
it was not his own.
他凭着自己不需要受那个苦难,
he did not have to suffer based on himself.
但是感谢主,
but praise the Lord,
有一天神让他经过一个痛苦,
God let him go through some suffering.
他说神啊, 神啊, 你为什么离弃,
Lord, Lord, why have you forsaken me?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这句话不是他自己要说的,
he did not want to say these words.
他是为着基督而说的,
he said it for Christ.
他是为着基督而活,
he lived for Christ.
他的苦难不是因着他自己,
his suffering was not for himself.
有的苦难他自己该得的,
yes, some suffering was for himself.
他犯罪了,
he sinned.
他受苦,
he should suffer.
有的苦难不是他的,
but some suffering were not his.
因为他为着基督的缘故,
but because of Christ,
他受了许许多多的苦难,
he suffered a lot.
神工作,
he worked.
再工作,
God worked again.
再工作,
and worked.
这一点很像基督,
and it's very much like Christ.
这一点很像基督,
and that very point is like Christ.
现在你读旧约的时候,
so when you read the Old Testament,
这就是基督, 大卫怎样预表基督,
and this is how David can typify Christ.
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand now?
为什么大卫是合乎神心意的呢?
Why is David a man after God's own heart. Because this man
is
conformed to the image of his son. Even though he's an Old
Testament,
but God worked in him.
It
was just like our Lord. Our Lord.
Went
through suffering first before glory. First the cross, then the crown. Because he has the real life of a king. But now in the Old Testament, David was conformed to the image of his son. Brothers and sisters, what is God's inheritance? That is God's inheritance. A life of a king. Conformed to the image of the son. This is what God wants to obtain as inheritance. Praise the Lord. This is what we see in the life of David. At the end, and he sits at the throne. And then we read 1st and 2nd Kings. And then we saw that Israel was divided.
有北国,
Northern kingdom, southern kingdom. And 1st and 2nd Kings.
讲大卫宝座的故事,
speaking of the throne of David. But it also speaks of the king of Israel. We see that 1st and 2nd Kings are history. And then we come to 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And this is the explanation of the Spirit for 1st and 2nd Kings. Now you see that God brings us back to His eternal purpose. Whatever is not according to his purpose is not even mentioned. If you are to read 1st and 2nd Kings, you see that God's kingdom is very political. But you read it wrong. But you should not look in there. You should read 1st and 2nd Chronicles. When you read 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you see very interesting. First, the Spirit never mentions any of the kings. All of the throne is on the David's throne. David's throne is on Mount Zion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is one side. Only in 1st and 2nd Chronicles,
圣灵特别强调他的圣殿,
the Spirit speaks of the temple.
他的圣殿盖在哪里呢?
Where is his temple built?
盖在摩利亚山上.
It's on Mount Moriah.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经里面的耶路撒冷.
This is the Jerusalem in the scripture.
圣经的耶路撒冷是神的产业.
This Jerusalem in the scripture is God's inheritance.
它是包括什么呢?
What does it encompass?
它是包括摩利亚山和 和什么呢?和这个西安山。
And it encompasses Mount Moriah and Zion.
摩利亚山是神的殿所在的地方。
Mount Moriah is where the temple is.
西安山是神的宝座,是大卫宝座所在的地方。
Mount Zion is where David's throne is.
你把这两个加起来,
and if you add these two together,
就是耶路撒冷所代表。
That is what Jerusalem represents.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
这告诉我们说,
this shows us
那个时候,
that time,
神住在他的百姓。
God was amongst his people.
因为是这样真实的缘故,
and because it was this real,
所以神允许以色列,
so God let the people of Israel
在摩利亚山上,
on Mount Moriah,
外面有一个记号,
that there would be a mark, an outward mark,
外面有一个看得见的东西,
a mark that they could see.
那是什么东西呢?
What was this mark?
那是圣殿。
That was the temple.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see that?
神实在是住在他的百姓中。
God really lived among his people.
他的名放在圣殿里。
His name was in the temple.
为什么圣殿在那里呢?
Why was the temple there?
告诉你说,
it says,
神现在的确住在他百姓的中。
God was living amongst his people.
神得着他的百姓做他的产业。
God obtained his people as his inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见大卫把耶路撒冷拿下来,
so when David brought down Jerusalem,
然后你看见说大卫建立了他的国,
and David created God his kingdom.
现在你看见神果然住在他百姓中,
and God really lived among his people.
这是一面,
this is one side.
另外一面,
on the other side,
神借着大卫在他们中间做王,
through David, David was king among them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
神就允许,
so God let,
在西安山有一个看得见的大卫的,